They said the 2005 hurricane season would be worse than average. Nobody predicted it would be this bad. A record 26 named storms, 13 hurricanes, 4 major hurricanes making landfall in the U.S. A big season with an early start.
A strong Category 4, this is the strongest we've ever seen a storm in July.
Hurricane Dennis tears through the Florida panhandle with winds of 120 miles an hour.
Here we go, shout for that aluminum! Whoa. Shout, get back!
Later that month, Emily grows to a Category 4, missing the U.S., but hitting Mexico. Then, a welcome break, until late August, when something begins to brew in the Bahamas.
It is still a depression, but the name will be Katrina.
Friday, August 25th, Katrina crosses South Florida as a Category 1 storm. 2 days later, it's a monster Category 5 bearing down on the Gulf. Much of New Orleans and entire towns in Mississippi and Louisiana destroyed in the nation's worst ever natural disaster. Hurricane Rita follows in late September through the Florida Keys, looking eerily like Katrina as it grows to a Cat 5. September 24th, Hurricane Rita lands near the Texas-Louisiana border with 120 mile an hour winds and a 15-foot storm surge. 3 killer storms strike the U.S. in as many months. Why? Some say global warming's to blame. NOAA disagrees, saying it's part of a natural cycle that could last for decades.
We see absolutely no indication whatsoever that greenhouse warming is causing any of it. It's part of the naturally occurring climate variability.
Whatever the cause, this hurricane season was far from over. In October, 6 named storms and Hurricane Wilma rewrites the record books.
The big story about this storm right now is it is the strongest, the deepest, the lowest pressure storm ever recorded in the Atlantic.
Wilma slams Yucatan beach resorts and strands tourists before moving toward the Gulf. Then, it makes a beeline for South Florida, battering sugarcane fields and cities on both sides of the state.
What we know from our current climate patterns is that next year could be just as active as this year.
Words that storm-weary coastal residents do not want to hear. Rob Marciano, CNN, Atlanta.
To pray and to seek the Lord today. Salvation from his hand, for the healing of our land. Let us pray. Let us
to come to understand the term vicarious repentance. I'm talking about repentance over the fact that we broke his heart and that our city has broken his heart. Paul said, I wish myself accursed. How long has it been since you did as Jesus did and looked at that city and did more than wave something? Oh, God, reached that city. But until it bent you over as you picked up the load of sin for that city and said, if I can carry it, I can get forgiveness. Somehow, I've got to take on this thing that will bring the ark of God to my city.
Lord, have mercy. Lord.
Given me the gift of intercession, and he's allowed me to feel, the Holy Spirit has allowed me to feel just part of the pain that he feels whenever people don't listen to him. It's not painful to my body, but it's painful to my heart, because I know that God loves people so much. He's in a hurry. He wants everyone. He's not much more time. He aches and he grieves for your spirit. He grieves for you.
fall at your feet and cry for mercy, Lord. While we've got the ear of the Lord, I just want to ask Him to have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on the lost in this place tonight. To have mercy on those whose hearts are cold. Have mercy.
Let your voices begin to ask me, friends.
Let your heart express itself. Let your heart express itself. Cry out. Cry out. Jesus. Jesus, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus.
To pastor that I feel very unsettled. I feel like the ground underneath me is shifting. I feel as if something is about to change. Now the Lord knows I love change. I thrive on the unknown. I enjoy the uncertainties of life. I'm extremely uncomfortable when everything is cookie cutter predictable. When the earth begins to shift, when I hear roots being pulled up out of the ground, when I feel the wind on my face blowing in a new direction, I like that. Over the last several days, something has been stirring. I can't stop moving around. There is something on the horizon, something big. I can't touch it yet. I can't gaze upon it with my eyes, but I can feel it. It's there and it's moving closer. My spirit man is speaking loud and clear. He has overridden my carnal nature and is raising his voice. The first time I heard my spirit man was 22 years ago. He told me when I got saved that I was a child of God. My spirit bore witness with God's spirit that I was God's child. Now the Spirit of the Lord is telling this child of God that something's up. The Lord would say to everyone in this place, live unsettled. The Lord would say to everyone in this place, live unsettled.
Don't sink too deep into the soil of this earth. Keep your head up and your feet moving. Stay alert. Be sober. This morning early, the Lord spoke clearly these two words. I'm coming. The day of my return is at hand. Loose yourself. Loose yourself of any ties that bind. If you don't loose yourself, I'll help loose you. Prepare the way in your own heart and then help prepare the way in others. I want no obstacles. I will have no obstructions. I will return for a pilgrim people. He said to me, let the church know that the day is approaching. Warn them. Don't wine and dine them. Tell them clearly. Don't mix words. My word, my water is pure. Don't taint it. Make it clear. Let my people know it's about to happen. What is about to occur will change world history. Nothing will remain the same. Let the unbelievers, let the skeptics, let the religious ones know that what they fear the most is about to happen. I want to say that again. Nothing will remain the same. Let the unbelievers, let the skeptics, let the religious ones know that what they fear the most is about to happen. Every fear known to man will be swallowed by the terror of the day ahead. Fear will overcome fear. Dread will overcome dread. The violent will be overcome by the more violent. My final work is at hand. My spirit's wooing is about to cease. No one will grieve me anymore. No one will quench my spirit anymore. No one will resist me anymore. Their days are over. Let them know my warm season of grace and mercy will soon turn to a chilling winter of judgment and wrath. The warm days of my wooing will be exchanged for the fiery days of my vengeance. My pleading for the souls of man, the passionate cry of the faithful harvesters, the unselfish service of my holy servants, all their labor, all the charity, all the pain, all the suffering, it will be over. I have heard, says the Lord, the groans of nature. I have heard the midnight cries. My church has been begging my return. My bride has been longing to be with me. The plan of the ages has almost reached fruition. The tree has borne forth its fruit. The fertile soil has yielded the harvest. The planting will stop. The laborers will leave. The sickle will rust. It's almost over. I'm coming back. I will not delay my coming to you, so don't delay your coming to me. Jesus, we hear you. We hear you. When I say something right now to this group of people, everyone within the sound of my voice, if you knew what we knew about the rumblings out there, there's a rumbling across the world right now. We get the calls, we get the emails, we get the faxes of what's happening out there. It's at the infancy stage, it's at the very beginning, and you may marvel, but what, 2 years, 3 years? That's incredible, friend. In God's sight, He is beginning something right now that's going to culminate in His second coming. He's beginning something right now. He's getting his bride ready. And take a look at the church across the world. We're not anywhere close to being ready. This has got to sweep all over. It's got to sweep from coast to coast. It's got to sweep to Finland and Germany and Japan and Australia and Russia. It's got to go into South Africa, South America, into Central America. It's got to touch every continent in this world. And what he's saying to me, and what he's saying to you. This could go on and on, we all know that. But you need to live as if he's coming back tonight. Now, he's not coming back for a weak church. He's not coming back for a helpless church. He's not coming back for a stained, spotted, wretched church. He's not coming back for a church in adultery. He's coming back for a church that's anticipating. They're looking. They're anticipating his return. A bride that's looking up to heaven saying, Jesus, Maranatha, Maranatha, come back, come back. Come quickly, Lord. Come quickly, Lord.
God, I want you. I don't want religion. I don't want another church. I don't want another congregation. I don't want another Bible. I don't want another wife. I don't want more kids. I want you, Lord. There's something in the deep part of me that's crying out. Children,
the hills, turning our eyes to the hills. He kept saying, oh, I've come to show you a better way. Oh, yeah, we kept turning our eyes to man. Oh, the vain tradition to religion. You kept turning our eyes. nation is crying out. Where are the sons and daughters?
Thank you.
Most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24-7, that burn out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, "Are you coming, son? Is somebody coming?" And she said, "Yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday." And she drowned him Friday night. She drowned him Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get me. Nobody's coming to get me. The secretary promised. Everybody's promised. They had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sake, shut up and send me somebody.
Just take a pause, Mr. President. While you gather yourself and your very emotional
hands,
I'm
trying to pull us
away.
Let me go
to Governor Haley Barbour.
You just keep on ripping it open and showing us the better way. When man tries to put up walls, you keep on ripping them down. You keep showing us the better way. Oh, when man keeps trying to disillusion, you keep healing our hearts and souls and showing us the better way. Leads to the Father. Oh, you lead to the Father. You always lead to the Father. I want to see you, Daddy, now. Oh, I want to sit on your lap, oh, Father. I want to hear your whisper, Daddy. Oh, Father, show me.